If you would like to listen to or download more audio presentations, please visit my website at www.warwickjohnfay.com and look out for the button called Are You a Toastmaster? Click on that and then you'll find a whole list of audio recordings and trainings that I've prepared for Toastmasters from the last several years. That's warwickjohnfay.com. Click on the button Are You a Toastmaster? My name is Warwick John Fay. I've been a Toastmaster member since 2001, reached my DTM in 2004, and I'm currently working on my DTM, this time in Mandarin. I'm the first and only member from China to be awarded the presidential citation for my work in doubling the number of clubs in China and helping China become a district. I'm also the author of a book called The 1 Minute Presenter, 8 Steps to Successful Business Presentations in a Short Attention Span World. And here, what I'm doing is I'm sharing some of the trainings and some of the speeches I've delivered to Toastmaster clubs. Hope you enjoy it. Love to hear your feedback. Now on with the training.
Well, thank you very much, Toastmaster of the meeting. So today, I'm going to give a training. Don't worry, I'm going to speak quite quickly sometimes, and don't try and take notes, because what I'll do is I will record an audio recording of this training, and then I'll give it to your president. So don't worry about taking notes, because sometimes I get excited and speak very quickly. what we're talking about today is table topics, or impromptu speaking. So what I'd like to do is really go through, firstly, quickly, what is impromptu speaking, or what is table topics? Why is it important that we know it? And most importantly, and this will be about 85% of my time, how do you do it? Okay, and how do you really improve upon that? So very briefly, what is table topics? Because there are some guests here, you probably never heard this word before, table topics. What does it mean? You might know what impromptu speaking is. Impromptu speaking is sometimes called off-the-cuff speaking, unplanned speaking. And we do it all the time, don't we? You know, we have meetings, we have conference calls, our boss bumps into us in the corridor and says, how's that report going? So, you know, then you've got to think of something. So what this plans here is, it's really about how do you think quick? Okay, how do you think quick, organize your thoughts, and deliver them? Okay, and that's a really tough skill to master. So what we're going to have a look at here is impromptu or unplanned speaking. But I say unplanned because you can actually prepare for it a little bit, and that's why I'm here, to teach you how to do that. But why is this skill so important? Why do we need to have this skill? Why is this a session that we have in Toastmasters? Any idea? Why do you have it in South Africa?
Because most of the time, you're not going to have a chance to actually plan, so it's pretty important skill. You're not going to have 1 month, one
right?
Month.
Exactly, yes. You just don't have that much time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, we've got to think quick, exactly. So basically, you know, we don't have a lot of time in the world. Things move quick, and you know, we really have to package our thoughts. There's 3 words I'd like to share with you, and this is going to be the structure of the how. The first one is certainty. Second one is clarity, and then the third one is confidence. So certainty, clarity, and confidence. And these are things that I believe you have to bring to table topics. And oftentimes, people don't do this because they have a different approach. So what I'd really like to look at now is, how do you do unprepared speaking? And I'm going to break this into 2 parts. One very small part is called prepare your mind. Prepare your mind. The second big part is called open, structure, and close. And we're going to go into lots of techniques and lots of tools there. So firstly, prepare your mind. Actually, although it is unplanned speaking, you can prepare for it. Does anybody know what the theme of the day is?
Training.
It's training. You can think about this. So think of it like a mind map. Have you used a mind map before? Put training in the middle of your mind. And then what comes up? What key words do you think about when you think of training? What are some key words that you might think about?
Learning.
A trainer, learning, evaluation, fun, excitement, boredom, you know, university lecturer. You know, lots of things can come to mind. So think of what are those key words. Next, what stories do you have about training? What stories come to mind? My best training experience, my worst training experience, my favorite teacher, my worst class. Right? You can start thinking of some of the stories related to that. you could think of your own experience. And what I like to do here, I like to link the theme to one of my passions or one of my hobbies. So one of my hobbies is triathlon. And triathlon is a sport. So, you know, you run and you swim and you cycle and you run. So I could link whatever question I got on training, I could link that to triathlon and then talk about triathlon. You see? So it's how do you link that to something that you're really interested in? Think about what's happening in the news. Is there some way you could link it to what's happening in the news today? So, for example, someone told me today that there's going to be a youth creative day in Shanghai in December. So back and link that, can't I? There's something related to training, right? So it's about how do you link these ideas? You start with one idea, and then how do you link that around? And there's one more thing I'd like to share with you here. Think like a questioner. Think like a journalist. So if you were there today, and you were asking questions, what questions would you be asking if the theme was training? What would be the questions you'd be asking? Would it be, tell us about your favorite trainer? Tell us about your most memorable training experience? Would it be, tell us about what makes an effective training? And when you're listening to the table topics, if the table topics master asks your question, throw your hand up in the air. Because you've already prepared for it, haven't you? Because you've already thought of the same question. So that's something that you can do to prepare your mind. You can think through all your experiences, your story. You can link them to your passions. You can link them to your experiences. You can link them to the news. And then you can think of your questions. Okay? Because Jordan Maxwell says that your mind is like a parachute. Only works when it's open. Okay? So you can prepare your mind for table topics. So that's the first thing to really understand. Is yes, you can prepare. So we have a table topic session coming up. Are you thinking of the questions that might come up right now? I hope you are. That's what you should be doing. Okay, let's get into the real meat of my training. I have three parts here. So it's really what I'm talking about now is the delivery part of table topics. How do you put a table topics together? And I'm going to break it into three parts. The first part is open, structure, and close. Okay, and it's open with certainty, structure for clarity, and close with confidence. Okay. So the first section, open with certainty. And I have a tagline here, and I want you to be totally ready for every question. So the thing about certainty here is being totally ready for every question. And I want you to think of the picture. Have you seen boxing? Yeah. And you know at the beginning of boxing, when they're both in their corners, and then the bell rings, what do the boxers do? They don't just come to the stage. They come rushing out. They come flying out of their corners. That when I'm talking about certainty, that's the type of energy. Please don't run up and punch the table topics master. But I'm talking about that type of energy, bringing that type of energy when you're opening. So what am I really talking about here? What do you see a lot? You see someone who's been asked a question and they're like, oh my God, that's a question. What's the question here? That's not the right kind of energy to bring to it. So I think one of the things that you learn in table topics is bringing certainty, even when you might be uncertain. Right? You might not know what you're going to say next, but that's why it's a training. So when you come to the stage, come with certainty. Now, what is a certain state? You know when we talk about a state of being. When you look at somebody and you see them as certain, what are you seeing? What is a certain person doing? How do you know that they look certain?
Eye contact.
They have strong eye contact. They're not looking down at their feet. They're not looking up at the ceiling. They're not looking at their hands. They're looking at you, the audience. They're ready to connect. They have great eye contact. What else?
Shoulders are relaxed.
Shoulders are relaxed. Wow. Very precise. Yeah, in other words, they don't look too stiff, right? You know, they don't look too tense. They have a relaxed posture. Good. I like that.
Speak slowly
and they're loud. Okay. They're projecting with confidence.
They get directly to the point.
They get to the point. Okay. That's kind of more on the delivery side. But I'm just saying, like, when you look at the person, how would you know that someone's going to get to the point?
Well, if they start speaking right away without hesitation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in other words, their preparedness. I think that's about it. I think eye contact, you know, we're looking relaxed. The posture, you know, open, standing up straight, ready, accepting. Smiling, perhaps. Even though in their mind they're thinking, I have no idea what I'm going to say right now. Okay? So this is about opening with certainty. Now let me give you a couple of little tips here of how to answer a table topics question. I believe there's a number of ways that you can answer a question. It kind of depends on the question. Firstly, what you can do, you can agree with the question, if it's an agreeing question. You can disagree, or you can make a statement. So in other words, when you come to the stage with certainty, the first thing you do is say, yes, I agree with what you just said in that question. And there's two reasons why. Now, when you've said that, you have no idea what the two reasons are. Right? You're trusting yourself to think of two reasons. Right? So this is the certainty side. Even though you have no idea what those two reasons are, when you said it, don't worry, you'll think of it. Or, no, I'm sorry, I really cannot disagree with that for these reasons. Let me tell you why I disagree with that. Firstly. Okay? And now you've given yourself a little bit of time and you can get into it. Or alternatively, you could go up and make a statement if it's not an agree or disagree type question. You could say, training has changed my life. Let me tell you why. I'm thinking. make a powerful statement. Okay? So those are very strong ways that you can come out and project a certain image. Now remember, you don't have to know what you're going to say. Okay, that's the important thing here, because if you know what you're going to say, then of course you should be certain, right? But what happens in table talks is often we have no idea what we're going to say. And that's part of the fun. Okay. Let me give you some tips, and I had some statements here to help you to kill time if you really need a little bit more thinking time. So you've got to come up really certain. Okay, we know that. You're going to come up with confidence. But if you need a few more seconds to think about it, here are some phrases that you can say. And you can use this at work, too. A good kill time phrase is, thank you for your question. I agree with what you just said. Let me tell you why. Okay? If you need a little bit longer than that, you could say, I am happy to hear your question. I'm glad to hear your question. Or I'm surprised to hear your question. Or I'm excited to hear your question. Change the adjective, right? It's a little bit longer. Or you could come up and say, I have been thinking about this topic a lot recently. Let me tell you about what I've been thinking. And then you can go on and introduce what you've been thinking. Now, if you really need a little bit longer, here's what you can say. This is a good question because it reminds me of a very important time in my life. and then you go on and hopefully by that time you've remembered, right? That's 5 or 6 seconds. That's long enough to remember. Okay. Now I think those are good ways to kill time. I think that's not too bad. Now if you really can't remember any of that, here's a couple of things that you could do. You could say, try and interpret the question. You know, like paraphrase the question. So as I understand from your question, what you mean is you would like me to say, or you would like me to tell who my role models in training are. So you can kind of paraphrase the question a little bit. Let me see if I understand what you mean, and then you go on to give your answer. So again, if you're using a little bit more time, or if you're really uncreative, what you can do is just repeat the question word for word. Okay? So if someone says to you, the question was, tell us about your most memorable training experience. You can come up with certainty. Thank you for your question. Tell us about my most memorable training experience. And then you can go on. just repeating the question can give you a few seconds. The human brain is a supercomputer. You only need 3 or 4 seconds to think of something, and then you're ready to go. So that's the opening part. So it's like the boxers coming out of the bell, open with certainty. So when you come up, the stage, your energy, high energy, and then the opening. Yes, no, make a statement, or kill a little bit of time. So that's the opening part. So let's move on now to the body of the table topics, okay? So the structure. Structure for clarity, okay? Structure for clarity. I'm going to give you a couple of tips here. Two hands and 1, 2, 3 eyes. Let me explain. So we're talking about the body of a presentation here. Now, why do you need to structure your presentation? Well, I believe that clear thinking comes from structure. You know, when you have like your ideas very clearly arranged, it just seems more organized and it just seems easier to understand. So the first part is two hands. You can organize your content into two parts, okay? Because it's only a short speech, right? It's a minute, minute and a half. Two parts. So on the one hand, on the other hand. Okay, that's something that we say in English. And what you could do here is have opposites. So you could take different views. You could say, on the one hand, I'd like to give my perspective as a man. Or on the one hand, I'd like to give my perspective on male trainers. On the other hand, I'd like to share a few stories that I've experienced of female trainers. Male, female. Okay. What else could you do? Opposites. East, west. Well, learning in the east is all about this. But on the other hand, learning in the west is a little bit like this. So east, west. So divide your content up into two. You can be as creative as you like. You know, young generation, old generation. Hot, cold, whatever, I don't know. You can divide it up into whatever you want. That's the thing. There's no limit to your creativity. When you start your speech, you know, okay, I've got two parts. The only thing you have to think about is what parts do I choose? Do I choose multinational companies, state-owned enterprise? Do I choose Barlingho, Jolingho? I mean, what is it, right? Just choose something, right? You know, one hand on the other hand. So divide it up into two parts, okay? This is a very simple way to deliver a speech. Okay, so two parts, two hands. Now, there was two hands and how many eyes were there? Let me just count. One, two, three. Okay, there's three eyes. So you can divide your presentation up into three parts. Normally, for longer presentations, this is what I would recommend. You know, you divide your presentation up into three parts. But as it's shorter, you can do the two. So let me give you some structure that you can use if you want to use the three parts. So a PSA is a great one. Problem, solution, action. Now, it depends on the question, but you could say problem. One of the biggest problems in training today is people using their mobile phones. Blah, 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 blah. Let me tell you what happened last week. Solution. One creative solution I've seen to this is a trainer who got a big basket and threw all the mobile phones in there and then threw the basket outside the door. And he had a very quiet training session. And then action. Although I would not suggest that you be so drastic as that, perhaps you could do this. Okay, so that could be a table topic. Problem, solution, action. Problem, solution, action. So that's something that you can often use. What's another three-part plan that you can use? Time. Okay, time is a good one to use. Before, during, after. In the past, in the present, in the future. For example, in the past, before the internet, this is how people used to do training. Currently, now, with the internet, this is what people are doing. You know, classroom, blended learning, internet learning. In the future, there will be no training. Knowledge will just be beamed down into your head, into a microchip, and you will automatically learn things like Matrix. So past, present, future. So all of these are ways where you can very quickly arrange your thoughts, okay? Organize your thoughts. So try this out when you're doing the table topics today. Choose either two parts, on the one hand, on the other, or three, the three I's. Problem, solution, action, or time. Or even, just very simply, yes, I agree with your question for three reasons. The first reason, the second reason, the third reason. One, two, three is also a good way to organize your thoughts and organize your material. So good, that's the structure. Final part. Close with confidence. Okay, close with confidence. Have you ever been to the bank? I love going to the bank in China. It's very different to going to the bank in England because everything, on the one hand, seems very advanced. You can go into ATMs and you can do CDMs and you can do all kinds of stuff on the machines. But then when you go into the real bank, there's people with chops and they're chopping things and there's lots of chops going on and you can't, everything's being chopped. And I love watching somebody who is like flicking paper like this and they're chopping at the same time and it's just amazing, you know, the energy that's being projected. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. So this is what I'm saying with your close. Chop down with confidence, okay? Finish your table topics presentation with confidence, with energy. So here's what you need to do. When you're finishing your presentation, no matter what happened before, finish with energy. So what are some things? How do you bring up the energy at the end? Say the last 20 seconds of your presentation. What can you do to bring up the energy?
Change your vocal, give more volume or...
Right, that, exactly. That's a great thing. Just simply speaking a little bit louder helps the audience know that you're going to finish. So if you said something, so now in conclusion, it was like, wow, it's the end. Right? Now, for table topics, it won't be a problem because you're only speaking for 2 minutes and I don't think anyone's falling asleep in 2 minutes. But for those longer presentations at work, when it gets the 40-minute presentation or the two-hour lecture, it's sometimes good to raise your voice so people know, okay, yeah, better get ready to clap now. Yeah, the voice goes higher, and you know, just the energy again, it's that state, isn't it? It's bringing back that confident state, you know, making sure that eye contact is there, you know, looking at the audience, you know, really, really bringing that energy up. Okay, so those are things that you can do at the end of the presentation. Because people listen to the opening, and they kind of judge, yeah, is this interesting, is it not? But actually, a lot of people say that people also listen very carefully to the closing. So what I would suggest in the closing, if you can, is you have a powerful phrase in the closing. The powerful phrase could be your message. Let me give you some phrases that you can use to help you lead into your powerful phrase. So this is like your final phrase, final thing that people are going to remember. It's your key message. So here are some phrases that you can use. So in a nutshell. Has anyone heard that phrase before? In a nutshell. Nut, inside a nut, nutshell. I'm English, sorry.
Yeah.
We have these very strange phrases. In a nutshell means like, you know, in conclusion. Right? In other words, to sum up my point. So in a nutshell, training is a wonderful vocation. Right, that would be in a nutshell. Okay, so in conclusion. Or if you want to lean into it, you could say, so my message or my key message is... And then boom, what's your key message? Or so, my advice to you is, boom, powerful phrase. Okay, what is your key message? Another one you could use, so remember, when you're da-da-da, always da-da-da. So remember, when you're training a group of three-year-olds in finance, always remember to be super high energy. Or whatever your advice is. So you can have this at the end. Try and deliver a last thought with power. Try and deliver that last phrase. Because what do most people do in table topics? Yeah, that's it. Oh, the other great conclusion. Yeah, I finished now. Yeah, okay. We would have guessed that if you had just left the stage, right? So really, you don't need, you know, to say, my speech is finished, I have nothing more to say, whatever. But, you know, you don't need to say it. Just whatever. Finish with your final thought, and then give a strong handshake, table topics master, and then leave with certainty. Even if you just stood on the stage and you couldn't think of what to say, right? At least arrive and leave with certainty. And this is very important because, you know, why do we do this table topics thing? You know, why do we come here and why do people make us do this type of speech? You're not being judged on your content. And this is the mistake that most people make in table topics. They think what they say is important. And it's totally not. Table topics is not about content. Prepared speeches are about content and skills. But table topics is not about content. So people get so worried and so upset that they can't think of anything to say. But it's not about content. It's about getting into the practice of arriving with certainty and leaving with confidence. And hopefully arranging some thoughts in the middle with clarity. Because if you do that a few times, what will happen? Have you heard a phrase, fake it till you make it? Is that a phrase that you're familiar with? Personally, I don't really like that phrase because I don't like the idea of being fake. But it has something behind it. It says, if you want to be confident, be confident. You know, there's no point just waiting to be confident. If you want to be confident, just look confident. Because you know, if you see someone, you can see how they're confident. And if you do that too, you will start to feel more confident too. Okay, so this is one of the really important messages I'd like to just share with you about table topics. Don't worry about what you say. It's not about the content. in my opinion, this is just my opinion, in my opinion, it's all about opening with certainty, like the boxes coming out of the bell up there. And then in the middle, it's about structuring the clarity. And you have two choices here. You can do the two hands, right? On the one hand, on the other hand, right? Opposites. Or you can do the one, two, three.
Three eyes.
So, for example, what's a PSA mean?
Problem.
Solution. Great. And what's another one that you could use?
Time.
That's a great one. Past, present, future, right? And then, of course, always remember you finish, you close with
confidence,
right? Give the toastmaster, give the table topics master a very firm handshake and leave. And, you know, just make sure that you're not so confident that you shake the table topics master by the hand and leave this way. Make sure that you leave through the right door. Okay, so those are just a few things I'd like to share with you. I believe I have... How much time do you have on the clock, timer?
3 minutes.
Okay, so let's do some questions. If you do you have any questions, now would be a good time to ask about table topics.
Do you like champagne? Do you like champagne?
Thank you for your question. Yes, I do like Shanghai. And let me tell you two reasons why I like Shanghai. On the one hand, Shanghai is an amazing modern city. It's a cosmopolitan that's been built up in the last 2 years. It's amazing, isn't it? You can come to Shanghai and travel on trains that go 400 kilometers an hour. That's incredible. You can attend 40 Toastmaster meetings in Shanghai. That's unbelievable. There's so many, I don't think there's anything that you cannot do in Shanghai. Legal or illegal. Well, for me, the best thing about Shanghai is the fact that you have great cheese. Great cheese. But on the other hand, you don't only have the modern side, you have the traditional side. And of course, everybody who comes to Shanghai likes to explore the old, you don't call them hutongs here, but the old lanes and the old style buildings, and to go and explore the traditional side of Shanghai, because historically, Shanghai's been a very important city. It's been a city that people come to. It's a port city, like London, where I'm from. So it's been a city that's always been attracting commerce. There's a lot of energy in Shanghai. And the best thing about Shanghai is that you can get very cheap massages. In England, to get a massage, it costs hundreds of pounds. In Shanghai, it costs tens of RMB. That, in itself, is really one very important reason for staying in Shanghai. The legal massages. There are two very important reasons for staying in Shanghai, the modern and the traditional. Thank you very much.
Visit my website, warwickjohnfay.com. That's warwickjohnfay.com. WarwickJohnFay.com